Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. You're going to notice it's a little bit shorter today because a big part of our show was the group Straight No Chaser was in studio. Unfortunately, because of stupid lawyers, we're not allowed to post any of that audio. It was spectacular. If you missed our show, your loss, not ours. We do have some audio from Barrett's recital. I'm pretty sure that's violating some sort of corporate policy as well. And whether or not I was a jerk when we left the recital early, also, we get an update from our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. Barrett had his first piano recital on Saturday, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. While you guys out were collecting for 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, I was sitting in a church in the North End watching kids perform and perform and perform, and then my little boy gets up there and plays.
Next one, Barrett.
Remix.
Bop, bop.
Can Dan rap to this, please?
Oh, that'd be great.
Carson's literally the mom from Mean Girls with the camcorder.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Yes.
Boom.
So he does, you know, he does that song. He does another song.
Oh, that was Barrett?
Yeah, that was.
I thought that was Shawn Mendes.
And so, you know, he's in a group with his instructor, and there's probably 15 kids in his group. There's, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
we know
many
how
kids.
Recitals work.
Right.
And I told you this beforehand. I was like, man, this is gonna be a lot of kids. I'm sorry.
And
I'm sorry.
Lana had to get back to work, so she wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. So at the end of his group, now Barrett was like second or third in his group. At the end of his group, when they do the shuffle, we do what other parents were doing, get up and leave.
If other parents jumped off a cliff, would you? It's still rude.
As we go to walk out of the pew, the woman sitting behind us goes, rude.
Yes, fact, not opinion.
Where were you guys sitting?
Front row.
Well, we got front row of the church.
We got there half hour early so I could set up my camera. I needed to make sure I got all of this.
I mean, I could see it. I think you guys were in the back a little bit, but front row, you're just making a spectacle of yourself.
All those kids are there to be heard.
The parents should be thanking us because the kids that were going later, their parents can now move to the front row.
Yeah, the three that are left.
Yeah. And,
super
and
nice.
Watch.
No,
oh,
this is what it sounded like at the end of the show.
Lori is from Melrose. So, Lori, was it rude for us to just pick up and leave in the middle like that?
Yeah, that's not cool.
There were 50 or 60 kids.
Yeah, you have to kind of stay for the finale. I have a competitive dancer, and I've had a similar issue where a group of moms walked out when my daughter went up to do her solo, so it didn't feel good. So you should probably stay at the end.
Yeah, how would you feel, Carson, if you worked so hard and then people just left before it was your turn to go?
Yeah, and there's nobody there to clap for the kids at the end because
like,
everybody's gone.
It's just one family left at the end, and that's okay. If Barrett was last, you'd be pissed,
I promise. We would be clapping so loud, it would sound like the church was full.
It used to be like the way graduation was when your last name was Z.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome. Bye.
Beth is from Manchester. Good morning, Beth.
Hi. I'm not a parent, but I'm a school music teacher, and I've conducted many, many holidays.
Damn!
I've got about four or five coming up the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so, you know, my son's group got done. There was like 50 or 60 kids performing. He was halfway through. We waited till their group got done, and there was a changeover, and that's when we got up and left. Rude?
Yes, definitely rude. That, like, drives me crazy, because all these kids have been working so hard on these songs for the past couple of months. I've been listening to Mr. Grinch for the past couple of months, and I feel bad for the last group to sing, because then, like, they have, like, a half-full audience. What I've actually done the past couple of years is I do an all-school song at the end of the show to sort of hold everyone hostage to the very, very end.
Oh, you're the worst!
Beth,
I'm
so good. You're so mean.
Like I said,
don't
like,
sing, kid. Don't
for,
sing.
Like, I'm feeling bad for the last group because it's like they'd have like three rows there and like no, everyone else had left. So now I do this all school song at the end, sort of forces everyone to stay to the very, very end. And I'm sure that probably annoys some parents, but you know, my kids have been working really, really hard on these songs and I want to make sure they've got an audience to sing to.
Beth, quick question. Okay to send out numerous texts during the recital when your kid's not performing?
As long as your phone is on silent.
Thank you.
No. Because yeah, the lights are down.
No, they're not. It was a bright building. There was a lot going on.
I don't care.
Nobody saw me.
We got six texts from Carson during this recital.
I was checking on the toy drive. That's all.
I mean, there are probably people posting like right to Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but he wasn't paying attention. He was texting us about something totally else.
It wasn't my kid. There's like 60 kids. I can only hear "these are my favorite things" 52 times before I check out.
I mean, just remember, like, the kids are watching you. Like, you should be role modeling good audience behavior. It drives me crazy when my students are better listeners than the parents and the audience.
Get it, Beth.
Beth, I love you. Thank you for listening to the show.
All right. Have a good day.
And to be fair, Kennedy, the reason I was texting you was because I had the box truck and I needed to find out if I had to come down to you to pick up the toys, right?
That was one text, and you didn't need to do that until 1 o'clock.
We could have texted you.
Never your fault. Beep, bop, boop.
This is his second
song. He sounds
song.
Amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
He really does.
And his posture was amazing.
Yeah, he just started playing in September.
I mean, really,
very good
really
posture.
Great.
It's incredible.
Yeah. But still, you shouldn't have left.
It's our first recital. We're rookies.
Should we just leave the studio now, Kennedy? Just leave,
I would.
Walk out right now?
You know, a lot of the text messages giving us good advice. Don't sit up front.
Yeah. Front row. First mistake.
Rookie mistake.
Set your camera up, walk away.
Did you hear me?
Hey.
We have the video too. Of course we do. We're doting parents, and we'll put the video, some of the video up on our Mix Instagram.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yesterday, we took our big box truck, a big thank you to U-Haul of Brighton and Negotian Towing.
Because, game changer. We would not have been able to get them there without
it. Without that truck yesterday, it just would not have happened. And we dropped off thousands of toys at the processing facility, which is down in the seaport. Here is Kennedy talking to a Marine, well, a former Marine, a retired Marine.
Mm-hmm. What is your name?
Joe Buckley.
Joe, are you retired U.S.
Marine? I am retired, yes.
What was your rank and all?
I made Staff Sergeant.
Right.
Yeah, I was a reservist, actually, with VMA 322.
And how long have you been working with Toys for Tots?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth and year. Why do you do it?
Well, because it's very rewarding. You get an opportunity to meet with clients who service the community, and it's great to see and hear about children having great Christmases.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen such a truck full of toys coming at
Well, we've never seen 7,000 toys in one delivery.
Right.
And we really appreciate it more than you could understand. And continue to do it, please.
Yeah, when we showed up yesterday with those toys, because at this point now, people are starting to show up to pick the toys, because the way the Marine Corps Toys for Tots programs work is they service organizations.
Yeah.
So you would go to your local organization in your town and say, hey, we're in need, or we know a family in need, and then that organization would reach out to the Toys for Tots program. So vans are showing up from all these different organizations around the Commonwealth to pick up toys.
Right.
And then we show up with a box truck with 7,000 toys.
Well, it's really cool because one of the guys came down and said, yeah, we were running low. Like, we were going to have to go buy more toys. Mm. You guys have no idea what you just did for us today.
Yeah, that was Staff Sergeant Eaton.
Yeah.
I actually had a chance to talk to him, too.
All right, so right now I'm at the Toys for Tots facility with Staff Sergeant Eaton with the Marine Corps.
Yep.
So we just rolled in with a bunch of toys. How's it going out here this holiday season?
It's doing great. I want to thank everybody for their participation. Thank you from the radio station for your participation. It's been great trying to, you know, get toys to less fortunate kids here in Boston.
Now, I understand this year it's been a little bit tight on you guys.
It has been. So we're asking all everybody who has a little time on their hands come by and help us prep the toys for the organization. We're short on volunteers. We got a new program going on, so I know everybody doesn't understand. But anybody can get in contact with me if it needs me to come out and help support us.
And how would they get in touch with you?
You can call me on my phone, on my Toys for Tots phone, which is 202-733-0181. Or you can go online to boston-ma.toysfortots, that's fully spelled out, .org, and let me know what you... when you come in and volunteer.
Well, we appreciate all the hard work that you guys do, and also thank you for your service.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
And you know, I got to give you a hard time. My wife's from Alabama, and she's an Auburn fan. Hey. You got that Crimson Tide jersey.
Hey, tell her I said Roll Tide.
We'll put all that information, too, up on our Facebook page. But he said, yeah, they're short on volunteers, mm-hmm. and they're short on toys.
Yeah.
They're short on bikes.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I heard that I kind of mm-hmm. overheard. You know, they're a little bit short on bikes this year. I mean, that's a big ticket item mm-hmm. to buy a bike. And,
yep.
mm-hmm. you know, a lot of kids ask Santa for bikes. I know Barrett has asked Santa for a bike this year. And to think that they might not get it this year.
And they're down to the wire. I think their last day to take is the 15th.
Right. Okay. So. Yeah. So everybody that brought us a toy to any of the Simon malls, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are still taking them. We are still counting. Wellesley High School has put together a bunch of toys. I'm picking up today from my son's school. When did you pick up already, Saul?
No, I got to pick up today as well.
Okay.
And Annie, I'm picking up today too.
And you're picking up today too. So we
to
will
quote Kesha, it's going down. I'm yelling Tinder.
Yeah, Kennedy, when we announced all of this, Kennedy was just mad at everybody, especially me, because it was my son's school. And now that her high school is crushing it, her tune has changed.
It's astounding how shame works. I should have had kids.
You really should have. Yeah.
Well, you have 1,500 of them over in Wellesley.
Apparently so, apparently so. Did you see this story about what they're now asking kids not to do for the holidays this year?
Be bad?
No, I guess some
yeah,
school districts are sending notes home.
I just don't understand. Obviously, I don't know.
To the kids, asking them to avoid spending more than $100 on Christmas gifts.
What?
What?
For their teachers, you mean?
Yes.
Who spends $100 on a teacher?
Well, I know we do, but it's like a group gift from all the moms. I think it's like a $250 or something like that, or $350.
That's a lot.
What
yeah,
are
but
you guys
it's
doing over there.
Yeah, but it's not a lot if you combine. You know, if we each kick in $10 or $15, and there's 20 kids, it's easily $250 just like that. So it's not a lot per parent. But we buy just one gift from the kids, you know, and the parents and everything like that. But I think this is talking about older kids buying a gift for their teachers. Like, did you ever buy a gift for your teachers when you were older, like in high school?
No, I gave it in grade school, like you do when you're still naive. You know what I mean?
I can remember.
And I got called a brown noser for doing it.
I can remember there were a couple of teachers, like my freshman year of high school. Not all of them, but there were one or two that I got gifts for.
And yeah, like, because you were trying to get a better grade.
No, I just liked them. There were some teachers that I liked. I remember Miss Altizer. I got her a candle.
Nope.
Yeah, I spent like $25 on this candle. I just really liked her. I got a D in her class, but she was just fantastic. I loved her to death.
I don't remember ever getting presents for them
weird
or whatnot. Yeah. Plus, I went to a Catholic school, so what are you going to get a priest?
Yeah, that just wasn't a thing when I was growing up, I guess.
Hey,
did you do that, Annie?
Here's a rosary.
I did it in middle school. I was pretty close to all my teachers, but one I was really close with. And then I got this one teacher in high school all 4 years. I had her all 4 years. She like literally saved my life. I loved her so much.
Well,
always
go.
Got her Christmas presents.
They're also, in this note that they're sending home, they're also asking kids to avoid gifts that are sexual in nature.
Well, God, I would hope so.
What?
What a thing to really, somebody put that in a letter, pinned it to their kid, and sent it home.
Yes.
Hey, Mom, can we go get Miss Santoro a bra?
I know a kid that got a teacher a Victoria's Secret gift card, and it was always just like,
stop.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe don't do that.
How does stuff work in Quincy?
Stick with a candle, maybe a Dunkies gift card.
South Shore's the best shore.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
They're also.
You want to date me?
Asking students to avoid purchasing gifts that may be perishable.
What?
Yeah.
Like no edible arrangements?
Like cookies?
Oh, winner.
Yes.
Winner. Chicken dinner.
That edible arrangements.
That actually seems to me the only appropriate gift would be something
like
that is perishable.
Like a cookie?
Yeah.
You
like
know,
a Snickers bar or something.
Or
wine. Wine. I feel like wine. I feel like wine would be a good gift because they put up with your kid all day long.
Yeah. Oh, you mean from the parents? That's a, yeah, that's
well,
that's
what you're giving anyway. The gift is coming from parents anyway.
No, this is students.
It's your $25 that you give to Barrett's teacher and then the moms go get together.
I used my own money when I bought my gift for Mrs. Altizer. I spent my own hard-earned Mrs. Fields cookie money for that candle.
I can't.
Just weird.
Yeah, I'm not.
Just very weird.
Hold on. I have Brittany from Holden who has a funny story about buying a gift for a teacher. What you got, Brittany?
I work with preschoolers, and one child was so excited to give me a pair of eyelashes.
What?
Like, you put glue on them and then put them over your real ones. I told them thank you and that I love them, and I would do my best to figure it out. Put glue on them and put them on.
What are they saying about her eyelashes?
That's what I mean.
Do they need them to pop?
Hey, girl, you got to throw some makeup on. It's
like a little rough. Miss Angelotti, you just don't look very good in the morning. Fake eyelashes.
Christina is from Windham, New Hampshire. What you got for us, Christina?
So I was actually working with preschoolers, and so when we had Christmas time, this little boy come up to me, and he had a piece of cereal on a yarn, and he said it was a necklace. just for me. And I'm like, oh, how did I get so lucky? He said, well, I wicked it first.
Amazing.
Wow.
Here's a crunch berry.
Thanks, Christina.
And some of my DNA.
It's for you.
It's better than gross. A 90 from Victoria's Secret, though.
I want to see it? You in this later. What? You got detention, son.
Little Johnny's seven.
Talk about appropriateness.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.